fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Depression, anxiety, and alcohol consumption are some factors which can affect the health of men. Men are not always open to talking about their issues, especially in relation to mental health. But in light of Men's Health Week, we are discussing with Jane Armstrong the mental health of men, treatment of the issues they may face, and forming new habits, and where they can seek help and treatment. Welcome back to the Mag, one of my favourites.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good on this very, very wet day.
How good is it?
I love it. Should be home snuggling with the fur kids.
The fur babies.
Yep.
Oh, don't get me started. I could spend the whole segment.
We could do a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
Snuggling with the fur babies.
One day, yeah. One day. Let's talk about Men's Mental Health Week.
Yep.
What is it? What's it all about?
Men's Health Week was created originally to heighten awareness of preventable health issues, and it's more about making sure that there's early detection and treatment of stuff in men and boys, and really a focus on mental health is so important. We know that there's around about 8 suicides per day in Australia, and 6 of those are men.
Wow.
Yeah. So the stats are very, very frightening and very confronting.
Yeah.
Scary.
It's a bit of a hot topic at the moment, I guess. You know, well, it being Men's Mental Health Week, you would assume that it is. But
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of stuff going out at the moment. But let's talk about why it's so important to be mentally healthy.
Oh, wow. Okay. As I say, every time we chat, how long have you got? mentally healthy. Well, look, if you don't have any mental health, you don't have health. Because it impacts on your life so massively. You know, if you've got anything like depression, which is this chronic low mood, these intense feelings of sadness that just impinge on every part of your day. And if you've got that, if you've got anxiety, I don't know if you've ever had anxiety, but anxiety is crippling for guys. I sometimes actually think it's probably even worse, because then they actually start to doubt themselves and they go, well, you know, and especially the culture that we live in, it's like, well, I'm obviously not a man because I can't do this.
Mm.
I do see a shift in that those cultural beliefs, but we've still got a long way to go. Guys are not going to their GPs as much as women do. We know those stats are quite correct. And it's more about making sure that they're looking after themselves, that they're getting into that healthy way of thinking and preventing stuff that is preventable.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of it that's preventable and a lot that we can do before it gets so bad. But I guess with men's mental health, that macho, you know, we hear it so much. I remember my dad once was like, oh, you're not bleeding, you'll be right.
Yep, yeah.
And,
if it's not falling off and you're not dying, you're fine.
Yeah, but it's so. But like, what is the stigma that makes it so hard for men to talk about their mental health?
I think it's very much an Aussie thing.
Mm.
You know, and we've talked about this before. A lot of guys, especially sort of around my age, which is of course 21, but in reality it's 40 something. You know, we've all been brought up, particularly guys. There's this still Australian thinking of, well, you know, men don't cry, men tough it out, they suck it up. You know, unless the leg is falling off, there's nothing that you need to do with it. But it's depression and anxiety and mental health is far more insidious than that. It can actually creep up on guys. And quite often what you'll find is they'll go 6, 12, 18 months and not even actually realise anything's happening.
Until, you know, it gets to that destitute point.
Absolutely, where it gets to the stage where I can't do this anymore. And really it's up to loved ones, to wives, to girlfriends, to sisters, to mothers, daughters, to make sure, just check in and go, you know, I've noticed that you're not enjoying stuff as much as you used to, or I noticed that you're not doing as much, or are you eating okay? or are you drinking too much alcohol? Alcohol is one of the biggest things that we see with guys, because, you know, that's kind of like a default mechanism for coping.
I did want to talk about that. On Fitter Happier right now, we're speaking to Jane Armstrong about men's mental health. And, like, alcohol is such a major part of social culture in Australia. Is that really, like, the effects of that are having that, particularly on men, because we are talking about men today?
Yes.
Like, why, what does it do? Why does it make it so bad?
Alcohol is essentially a depressant. Not initially, especially when you've gone out and you've intent on a rather large night.
Having a big night with the boys.
Yes, yes. Initially it's all good and everything's fine. Some guys will drink to the point of, you know, stuporose and vomiting. But even the long-term effects, let alone on the physical state, but on the mental state, because long-term alcohol use and abuse actually changes the brain chemistry. So we know that as alcohol has this depressant factor, it's kind of like it builds up a state, I guess, a state of mind and a state of thinking. So you add to that not feeling too crash hot the next morning, and you're feeling pretty crap.
That next day gets you.
Yep.
It does. Yep. Not. Yeah, but in all seriousness, I had a friend take his own life from that exact thing. Mm. Had a big night and just couldn't deal with it the next day. And it's totally...
It's the come down.
Yeah.
You know, it's the crashing effect. But it's also, if you look at it, some people react aggressively to being drunk. Some people react, you know, that they become all lovey-dovey and hug a lamppost, which is what I do. But then there's some people who become actually very, very depressed. And the long-term effects of that are really, really quite destructive.
And alcohol having that effect on our brain, is that something that some people are more predisposed to, or is it just something that happens at different times?
Oh, look, there's heaps of arguments for it. I think there's a genetic predisposition. I think there's life events. So, for example, something goes wrong, you have a bad day, you go and have a few drinks. You're more likely, depending on what type of personality you are, you're more likely to either become low or depressed or aggressive. You know, shouty and ragey and sweary. You know, I think it really does depend on the individual.
So what to do now? What can we do? What message can we out there to particularly reduce alcohol consumption?
I think it's really about your first step has to be to speak to someone. My suggestion is always your GP. Your GP is your go-to person for things like this. And then get onto a plan. You know, swap alcohol... swap alcohol consumption for something else. Go for a walk. Play with the dog. Play with the children. You know, something like that. So instead of actually coming home and having a bottle of beer or a glass of wine or a scotch, swap that out for something. And then you'll find that, because they're all habits, you know, and we're very routine type people. So if you swap out that particular habit, there's your first port of call.
I did hear it takes up to 21 days to break a habit.
Yeah.
But in the scheme of things, that's not that long.
No, it's not. But if you're trying to come off being a booze hound, it's big.
And I guess it's so important and exciting that we've got weeks like this week and we are talking about things like this to break down that stigma.
Yep.
And to let everyone know that it is okay to seek help.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's particularly important for our young men. I watch and listen a lot to and read a lot of Maggie Dent stuff for our young boys, because as some people will know, I have a 13-year-old stepson.
And man, what do you call him? The
man
boy cub.
Man cub. Yeah. Do you want him? I'll pay you.
We'll swap.
Puppies.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to be really, really careful, I think, of how we raise our boys. You know, it's okay to talk about things. It's okay to cry. You don't need to toughen up. If you're having a bad day, let's talk about it. Let's find a solution rather than going into meltdown and then later on, you know, turning to alcohol or even drugs, worst case scenario.
It is so important. I can't stress that enough. And that there is so much help out there.
Oh, there is.
For men. There's a few places they can go.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think one of the biggest places that is almost everywhere now are men's sheds. Men's sheds are amazing. And there's almost...
Shout out to the men's sheds. I got my gas heater from the men's shed, so thank you.
Oh, men's sheds are so good. You know, and particularly if we are seeing a lot of retired age and older gentlemen becoming very depressed, the rate, and I can't remember the actual stats, but I know that the rate for over 65 deaths by suicide for men increased last year. And, you know, it's so important that when it comes to that point in life where they've been working forever, they need to be able to check in with people. They need to be able to have those conversations, feel useful. Men's sheds. You know, I can't speak highly enough of it. Volunteer groups. Check in. You know, find out your local volunteer groups. See your GP. Get some exercise. Make sure that you're doing stuff that is good for you. Take some time. Be mindful. There is so much that we can encourage our men to do, apart from give them great big huge cuddles and tell them that we love them.
Which is also important.
That's very, very important.
But, yeah, I can't stress enough. I know talking on behalf of myself, I'm obviously not a man, but getting involved in your community and meeting people and being involved in something bigger is
absolutely.
Just... the best feeling.
And we recently celebrated Volunteer Week. And, you know, volunteering changes your worldview. You meet new people, you get to talk about everything that you want to talk about with other people who are like-minded. And that's just so good for you, for yourself, for your feeling itself.
And we do have a huge shout-out to anybody who, if they do need some help or if they do need to speak to someone, Lifeline's always there, 13 11 14. And if anybody needs any more information, they can head on to Healthy WA website,
yep.
Which is healthywa.wa.gov.au.
And see your GP.
And go and see your GP.
Yes.
Thank you, Jane.
Pleasure as always, my love.